In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I'd like to read this one section of the reading just read, where Paul says this: "You have died to the law through the body of Christ, so that you may belong to another, to him who has been raised from the dead." What a powerful statement. Martin Frontzman, in his commentary on Romans, explains it this way, and I quote, "When Christ's body hung on the cross, when God spared not his own son but gave him up for us all, when Christ took on himself for all of us the curse of the law that struck us all, then we died to the law. God's love made his death the death of us all." End of quote. Note this. 6 times already in this message, a word for death or dying has been used. In that sense, this section of Romans chapter 7 is an echo of what Paul in Romans chapter 6 says when, in pointing to baptism, he writes, "All of us who've been baptized into Christ Jesus have been baptized into his death." How does all of this death stuff make you feel? I don't know about you, but I don't like to think or talk about death. I have fears about it, as we all have. That can also be good, for those fears not only keep us from jumping off high buildings or skateboarding down Interstate 64, they also motivate us to be careful around dangerous things, as well as to do things to stay healthy. But Paul has much more than this in mind when he writes about baptism or dying to the law. He wants us to see that we must die before we can live, and that's actually good news. Yes, the good news is that while in our baptisms we were buried with Christ, drowned in the waters, we were then raised out of them, raised from the dead, as he was. And now, as Paul says, we walk in newness of life. So are you ready to die? You and I know the answer to that question. How fickle we often are as we look at our own sinfulness. How often we try to excuse ourselves from any blame, yes, excuse ourselves from the law's condemnation. How often we try to avoid death to our sinful selves, the death that Paul is calling for in today's reading. Our Lord did not die on the cross to excuse our sins, but to save us from them. He did this because he's a God of grace. And grace is not a byproduct of our sin. God's grace in Christ is not even God's response to our sinfulness. Grace is what God is. Grace is what his love looks like from the vantage point of our sin. That's what Paul is talking about when he writes, "You have died to the law through the body of Christ, so that you may belong to another, to him who has been raised from the dead." In the 1949 World War II movie, 12 O'Clock High, Gregory Peck plays Frank Savage, a no-nonsense general who is brought in to straighten up a hard-luck, low-morale American bomber group stationed in England. In his first address to the men of his unit, General Savage tells it like this. "We're in a shooting war," he says. "We've got to fight, and some of us have got to die. Now, I'm not trying to tell you not to be afraid. Fear is normal. But stop worrying about it and about yourselves. Stop making plans. Forget about going home. Consider yourselves already dead. Once you accept that idea, it won't be so tough." Consider yourselves already dead, and then it won't be so tough. The general knew that as long as those pilots were skittish and fearful, as long as they were trying above all to save their own necks, They could not be or do what they had been called to do and to be. And so it is with us. We must never forget that while we are recipients of God's great grace, we continue to live in a compromised world where sin ravages our very hearts and minds. As long as we live in a mode of self-preservation, as long as we function primarily out of self-interest, we will not be able to truly be Christ's disciples and lose our lives for his sake. It stands to reason, then, that we have to die to ourselves in order to be free from the cycle of sin. But this death is not the end, but rather the beginning of a life with Christ, a life that is filled with joy and peace and love, a life that is far more exciting and more meaningful than one lived for self. For in losing our lives, we will find them. In dying with Christ and then rising again with him, we will be able to do what God has called us to be and to do. In this dying, God will be able to fully accomplish his will in and through and for our lives. And then, like Paul and the disciples, you and I will discover that most of our life and our impact for God comes after our death. Yes, you have died to the law through the body of Christ so that you may belong to another, to him who has been raised from the dead. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.